Yeah, I thought he said it, Oisin, and saying that what an effort from Niamh Connell. He looked dead and buried twice, and as we've seen all through Donegal, they never ever gave up, and it was such a testament of them that they kept coming back into the game. But I've never seen them all season, Oisin, opened up the way they did. Kilkenny had their homework done. They had a lot of pace around the pitch. They were either coming from runners with deep at pace, or they were giving that direct ball in, mostly to Lafferty, and Niamh Connell really had no answer to that. Maybe Marty Boyle would have been a better sweeper in front. He seemed to do a better job sweeping in front of Lafferty, but with runners coming with pace from deep and with Lafferty inside, you know, it was the difference between the two sides. And even though Niamh Connell came back, and as I said, a couple of goals, the high ball in was working great for them, it wasn't enough. And you know, they hadn't conceded a goal in five games, and they conceded two yesterday, and I think that was a big difference between the sides.
Yeah, Brendan Kilcoyne made the point yesterday that you use up so much energy when you have to come from first of all seven down and then come from six down that it's hard to get over the line, Brendan.
Yeah, and I suppose actually in that first half too, where they come back into it with them goals, which you couldn't see them coming before that, those high balls in, you know, Kilcoyne definitely have issues there. But the start of the second half then, you know, it was Kilcoyne come out and had 1-2 without reply. And I thought that was a huge, like, psychological blow right back to Niamh Connell again. And as you say, expending that much energy, because in games previous to that, you know, by and large, they'd only ever went three down in the saga and the county finals. And then in their two games in Ulster, they controlled the games. So all of a sudden, they were chasing the games, and it left them wide open then. That once they had that purple patch and they got back into it, legs were a bit tired. And as I say, Kilcoyne were full of running. And, you know, when you've seen the likes of Mickey Moore and Conley Gilligan and fellas that got taken on the Kilcoyne job, Paul Devlin, they were aiming for an Ulster title. They had that experience there. So, you know, Niamh Connell themselves will say they were looking at a county championship, but how close were they, Oisin? Once they were at this point in an Ulster final with a team of Kilcoyne, it was there from day one, and be very disappointed for them.
Was it a case then, Brendan, that maybe all these games in the championship, because they did play a lot more than Kilcoyne, if you look at the championship campaign, was it a case that the volume of games and maybe that trilogy against Goodore, that everything maybe just caught up with them on the day?
Potentially, Oisin, but I don't think they would ever hide behind anything like that. I mean, the fact that they were able to get up and take Castlerahan out after the saga that they did, it was definitely in them. They, you know, I think the thing about chasing the game was the biggest part of it, Oisin. They had by and large come strong late in a lot of games, and they were in control of a lot of games, and I think it gave them purpose to use their energy when they wanted. And I think Brendan Kilcoyne's point is very, very valid, that it wasn't up to them when they were expanding yesterday. Expended energy yesterday. Kilcoyne were always the team on the front foot and always seemed to be pushing into that lead, and so coming back into the game just made it very difficult for them. But I mean, Oisin, what an effort for them. It was absolutely remarkable season for Niamh Connell, and you know, it's back to square one, back to Donegal Championship again. But you know, haven't been so close, Oisin, you know, going into Ulster, no one's expecting anything from them, but when they were there yesterday, it was there for them. And say, just come up against a Kilcoyne team that had that extra bit of pace and that extra bit of flair and energy, and that was the difference between the sides.
And the fact as well, Brendan, that they had the county players, some of the big players in Niamh Connell, well marshalled yesterday. Kieran Thompson didn't get as much freedom as we've seen he got through Donegal. Likes of Owen McGettigan didn't get up to the level which he did in the previous game, and even Leo McLoone to that extent as well, would you feel?
Yeah, you're right, Oisin. They were the bigger players that you were looking to, and it didn't seem to happen for them yesterday, you know. And, you know, I suppose McDyer played well. Owen Whale, I thought, had a good game. And Thompson was solid enough. I thought Marty Boyle, when he came on, did well. You know, the high ball into the guys inside, you know, McGuinness and Gallernan, was definitely causing problems. But we were expecting a lot more from those players, but it was the players on the other side, you know, particularly Ryan Johnson, Conor Lafferty, Jerome Johnson, Darragh Branigan, you know, Aidan Branigan, like those guys just had, you know, massive, massive games. And there was at least six or seven Kilcoyne players that played up in that level, and Niamh Connell probably only had two or three that were at that level. And I think that spread throughout the course of the game, give Kilcoyne that edge on it, and they were full value for those leads at time, Rush. And you have to say again, the guts of Niamh Connell, we've seen it all season, they keep coming back, they're never beat, but they just couldn't close down them 2 points in the end.
Yeah, and finally then, Brendan, they're not going to go away because they had a fantastic year. They've got a lot of seriously talented young footballers, so they have. So come 2020, Niamh Connell are going to be a massive threat once again, particularly in Donegal, and you never know, they could find themselves back in a provincial final again.
Yeah, I think this will stand the machine. They have, a balance of kind of very young players and then a load of senior players. So it's a matter of, I suppose, trying to get your best from them as time goes on. A lot of them can't go on forever, so they need ready-made replacements. But certainly this will stand the machine. I think the confidence it gives them, and when we've seen them the last 2 years getting well-beaten county finals, we were like, right, something has to change. You have to go away with come back with a new tactic. They didn't. They went back to Niamh Connell and they said, right, what are we good at? We're good at defending. We're good at counter-attacking. We're going to get better. Better at that. We're not going to open up and try and go out and completely outscore teams. So you have to admire they just stuck to their guns and they come back with a game plan which was going to be, very, very hard to beat, very hard to break down. And I think that's what they do, Oisin, and we're not going to see any different. And I think the big thing for Donegal teams next year going into the championship is no one will want to play Niamh Connell. So they've got that mindset straight away. You think about any of the top teams, Niamh Connell's decided you won't want to play because you know that they're going to make it difficult for you and you're going to have to grind it out. You know, it's not going to be any kind of a shootout, so they have that mentality going in the games, and again, you wouldn't bet against them in next year's Donegal Championship.